Can you hear it?
Tonight's episode of Raw Dogging After Dark has been brought to you by the letter J, as in juke juke your boy, and the legendary, often duplicated, no, often imitated, never duplicated, Magic City.
Motherfucking Magic City.
Magic City Monday. Magic go throw City. The ones. Yes, sir.
Come on, baby.
Raw Dog After Dark.
Of the night, baby. It's your boy Frito-Lay from the motherfucking Bay.
Big Gigolo from the motherfucking foe.
It's your girl Coco Chanel.
And we got another guest on the show.
Yes.
Well, how y'all doing tonight? It's your girl Harvey Barbie reporting live from the south side of Chicago, y'all.
All right. Yes. We got some special guests in the building, y'all. We got Chicago in the building.
Chi-Town, baby.
All day. Y'all welcome to the A. Yeah, we're gonna show y'all how we do things over here. Gigolo from the foe. What's going on, my G?
Oh, first thing first, before we get started,
uh-huh.
Need to take a shot for the block.
We got to do a shot for the block, baby.
Where your cup's at?
Got to do a shot for the block.
What is it we turning up?
Some tequila.
Some of that tequila, baby. That's what we
shot for the block. Where my shot for the block?
Where your shot for the block? Oh, yeah, your shot
for the block. Got a shot from the block?
Yeah, everybody got their shot for the block.
We putting on for the city.
For the city.
Raw Dog, we're now toasting up. Cheers.
Yeah, toasting up, baby. Cheers.
Salud.
Raw Salud. Dog.
Life, Raw Dog shots,
good wealth,
baby.
Good health. For drinking and fucking and fucking and drinking.
I tricked right. y'all. That was more than a shot. That was about two shots in one. I got you. So, Coco Chanel. We got Coco Chanel in the building.
Yes.
Harvey Barbie in the building. We got some beautiful ladies in the building.
Yes, sir.
We on FaceTime with one of them, and God damn, she is fine as hell through that phone.
Can we hear her? We can hear her, right?
Yeah, we can hear her. I can damn sure talk to her. I made sure we got her loud enough to talk to her.
Okay. You know, we can make sure we hear.
Hell yeah. Well, tonight, we're going to start off with a topic that might just fuck you up already. We're going to start off with group sex. Group sex. How do you feel about group sex, and have you ever been involved in one of those scenarios? Let's start off with Coco Chanel, and then Barbie, we're going to get to you, baby.
Group sex. I can't say that I had really group sex.
Would you care for some?
But, you know, maybe I haven't thought about it. But I didn't have like just sex like and being in a room with somebody
with
else and they
people.
No they like
they bust,
me
they
and my guy
thing.
And then her guy and we in a room together.
Okay. You more know, like a sleepover type thing,
yeah,
something like that.
A little slumber
yeah,
part.
Natural get it in. Ain't nothing wrong with that. I think that's cool.
But no group actual big ass orgy.
Right.
A bunch of motherfuckers in the room.
So we ain't took it to that level yet.
And
so Harvey Barbie, Chi-Town in the building, baby, tell us what you feel about group sex and have you ever been involved in one of those scenarios?
What is my take on group sex?
And have you ever
how many people are in this group, huh?
Well,
how many,
I guess it starts with this would start with three, I guess. Three of
three's a crowd, but I could do three.
Three's company.
I don't know about no crowd. I could do three. I
could
do me and two others, but I can't do.
You and who though? Who?
You know, I prefer, you know, man, woman,
okay, man, okay, guy. Okay. Mm-hmm. That's what I'm talking about.
I prefer.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, we got some freakiness in here then. Okay. That's what I wanted
I'm
to
just
hear.
Saying.
Yeah.
Eating ain't cheating.
Yeah, she from Chi-Town.
Cheating, baby.
Yeah, we gotta keep that coming. Gotta keep that coming. So look, Coco.
Coco.
Mm-hmm.
What's the most sex you'd have had in a day?
Shit.
In a day? Onto my that five.
Getting cracking. Shit. Most shit. It's up there though.
It's up there.
Shit.
Estimate.
Must have been pretty
shit.
Good.
I'm not the one tapping out, baby.
Oh,
okay.
Shit. Okay.
But so you got to
say, hey,
okay.
It's the gigolo timeout on the play.
Okay, come on, let's go.
All women always say, yeah, I ain't the one tapping out. Yes, like, yes, we going to be the one to tap out first. Like,
It's no ifs, ands, or buts about it. Like y'all can go.
Some of y'all stamina, y'all be out. Some of y'all be out, cold out after one round.
Yeah.
That's it.
But still, if we in there, they go all night, that thing will be wet all night with me.
Right. But see, I think it makes a difference. Like,
I don't want to go all night. Fuck. Leave me alone.
Well, female can fuck soon as nut bust, they can go right back. We gotta, we need interlude.
Y'all need about 15, 20 minutes to get it together.
Like,
y'all
got cheat code. I think a little different. I think us as men, I think we put in a little bit too much work. And that's why we be so goddamn tired.
Yes.
I think we need to lay on our backs a little more.
No. Yes. If you had a female that put in some work with you, you gonna do more.
There you go.
And they're like, you went to sleep. Goddamn right, I'm tired. What the fuck?
You gonna give up.
I put my back into it. Yes, I'm tired.
I am tired.
You didn't do nothing. I'm tired. Yes, we're able to sleep. This nigga went to sleep. Yes, I did.
Y'all do be putting in work sometimes, but shit.
Can I go to sleep?
I put in work too, though. I don't mind
if I'm half sleep, you just jump on it and do your thing.
Good work.
I don't care.
Ain't no pillow princess.
No pillow princess. So you gonna do your thing? You really putting the nigga to sleep? You really
doing? That's what I'm talking about.
Oh shit.
So what's your finishing move?
That's a raw dog and after question.
What's your unique name? You got a unique name for your finishing move? What you call it?
What do you call
I'm riding. I'm riding.
You have a name?
I'm
riding.
So you call it the rider.
You have a name for it. We have a name for our finishing move.
What's your finishing? I'm like, when you know it over with, this nigga finna get ready to bust. What's your finishing move name? I call mine the Super Destroyer.
The Super Destroyer.
I'm going to destroy that ass.
I mean, I don't know.
Mine's called the Up-a-Roo.
What's the question?
What is your finishing move?
What's the name of your finishing move when you about to end the night?
End the night. Here's the Super Destroyer. Mine is the Upper Room.
My shit is. What'd you say?
And I got two in the Tootsie Roll.
Now go ahead, Bree.
Okay, I guess I would say, like, Maz is, I'm going to put you to bed, definitely.
The Jay Holiday.
I'm gonna put you to bed.
Okay, so the Jay Holiday. The Jay Holiday. Okay. So
What about Harvey Barbie over there? What's your finishing move?
Oh, finishing move. I mean, I think that sounds like a man thing, but.
I don't really have because normally the man finish. I mean, most of the time if the man really finishes. It's normally because I'm doing the most.
Okay. Right.
But most of the time, I'm getting put to bed. So.
Yes.
Okay, go to sleep, baby. So you've been blessed then over there.
Blessings.
Yeah. Most of the time, I'm getting put to bed. I mean, like I'm an active member.
Okay.
Active member.
So what's your fetishes, baby? What kind of fetishes you got over there? I know you got some.
Some fetishes. I mean, I'm pretty. I'm a free spirit. So. Uh huh. It's not really
free spirit
fetishes because I'm pretty open to things.
Okay, so what's one of the things that you open to that you ain't got a chance to do yet?
Well, I got a question.
I'm open for poly life, which motherfuckers ain't really open to, but I'm open to poly life.
Okay, I got a question. For you ladies. Mm-hmm. Do you ladies have a weird hotspot? See, me, my weird hotspot is my hair. You play in my hair, and I like you. It's fucking up. It's all the way up.
I got that soft shit.
So you gonna love playing my hair? You gonna keep on playing my shit?
I'm definitely gonna touch your hair, see if it's a reaction. Right.
So do you have a weird spot?
Oh, the hair.
Yeah. Yeah. Especially with your natural, they go out and they're like, ooh.
The boys love touching
that back of the neck, like ooh.
Jiggalo, I think you got
I got them good hairs back there.
She want to test you.
Good butter back there.
We got a tester that want to test your spot.
Call me ITBS, motherfucker.
So BDSM. Are y'all into that shit?
Wait a minute.
No.
BDSM.
They didn't know. No.
Wait.
No, we fast forward to free, though. They answer that question. I said, well, mine.
You got it. Okay.
They didn't answer the question.
Well, what'd you ask them?
I told them about my weird ass hot spot, whatever you want to call it. Okay. I asked them, do they have one that's offset weird okay. fuck that yeah, tell not us that. Usually, you know what I'm saying?
Tell us that.
Baby,
tell
us. You was not putting no ball in my mouth. That's what we not doing.
No. You see, we fast forwarded. Frito fast forward.
She on the BDSM.
Y'all yeah. ask my question first.
Right. Well, no, we talking about answering his question first. Let's see what he's talking about.
I told you about my weird hatchback. It's my hair. Do you two have one?
Shit, I wouldn't say it's weird. I
yeah. like
my hair being
like we had somebody say the back of my knee one time.
The back of the knee. I mean, that could be a little spot though. It could be
but
a
that's not normal. That's weird. That's not normal.
Like
y'all
see.
Play with the back of your knee, that thing get wet.
That
like,
shit turn
young. That's weird. Like I like
young. A woman could just touch the top
so
of my knee.
Just think, I'm your nigga. You could just be sitting there playing in my hair all night, like, but nobody know.
But
you
see,
I'm just playing in my man hair. But
weird.
You know, it's about to go up when we get to the house. I've been playing this nigga hair all night, but it's finna go up. But don't nobody know this thing. It's just a female playing with her man's hair.
I'm gonna get right if I just know it's finna go right.
Yeah,
you ain't got a touch on me. I'm
that's just yeah,
that's
but still, nigga, shit. You might got something like nigga. You see how you got your hair, nigga? Like yeah, she got them fuck my goddamn shit in my goddamn braid back. Click clack them motherfuckers, man.
It's
like, some shit like
down.
That. Like she click clack these two motherfuckers.
I like for the girl to rub the back of my calf muscles. Rub the back of my calf muscles.
Frito, you be like, don't touch these motherfuckers.
Yeah, rub the back of my calf muscles.
See, goofy shit like that. But hey, everybody got some crazy ass shit like, don't touch my hair.
Straight up,
like, ugly bitches cannot touch my hair,
right.
Unless you the bitch that gonna do my dread
like
under
back,
that.
Like ugly the back of my ear.
Ugly
like
bitches don't touch my hair.
This ear area in the back.
Don't
of my
don't touch me.
Like ooh,
you know,
put that in your back right now. You know, get that
shit like that. Like some crazy ass shit.
What you call it? Your shoulder,
right here, the shoulder.
But Harvey Barbie.
So what she
tell us though?
What she say her spot at?
The shoulder area, right?
The shoulder
here.
Area.
And yours
yeah,
the back
like
of
right
knee?
Up in here.
That's feel kind of. That's a little.
You ain't confirmed. Is that? That's it.
I mean, but that's not it. But I mean, it feels.
What's it? Like, we told you it's it. He told you it's it.
So it's not a weird spot, but it's like. I guess like the back of the ear.
That's normal. That's normal.
That's what I'm saying.
That's Lamron. That's Lamron.
So I tell you what, let's move on though.
Yeah,
what's the favorite? What's your favorite position? How you like to get it? How you like to get it in? What's the best? What's the best penetration for you?
I
mean the best one. You got to have one. You got to have that.
Listen,
one. That's
honey,
like I can't. Like for me, I can't come laying on my back.
Oh.
You'll fuck me.
Yeah, what's the way?
Night.
You what's the
okay,
fastest
okay.
way you nut?
No.
That's the question.
No, that's a good question. What's the position that don't do nothing for you?
Oh, that don't do nothing.
That
for you
do just for them. Like that's for you. All right, that ain't no shit for me.
Okay.
This is all you are.
Laying on my back. I can't nut like that.
Laying on my back.
I'll fuck you for 7 hours.
What was the question?
What position
that does nothing for you and it's only for the partner? Like, I don't get off doing this shit. Like, I ain't going to do nothing for me. I ain't going to none. I'm just autopilot. It's for you.
I feel like that about nothing I do.
Okay, baby. See, for us men, like laying up, y'all, when y'all riding and shit, when y'all riding us, that's y'all. That's for y'all.
Hell no, because I'm one hell of a rider, baby.
So I'm saying you got to twist and roll that one hard.
You
got to goddamn do all that. Now, if you on that type shit, okay. But the regular type shit, that does nothing for nothing. Like, baby, that's you. Do your thing, baby. That way we let you go crazy.
All right, so tell me this.
We cheering you on like, go, baby.
They gonna remember you.
So Coco Chanel, let me ask you this, Coco.
We cheering y'all on.
Hold on, let me ask you this. Coco Chanel, so if you had to use a specific food in the bedroom, what would you use?
That's all.
And how would you use it?
They're going to remember me.
Wow.
And then we gonna ask Harvey Barbie in a minute.
I mean, of course, I guess.
We got a big biscuit sign. Shout out to Big Biscuit.
Food
in the biggest biscuit in this motherfucker.
Yeah,
shout out to
what type
big
of food would you
food,
use and
like
how would you
food,
use
like,
it?
Like a fruit
any,
or
any
a vegetable
type,
or
type
are we talking
thing,
like a
fruit,
condiment?
It can be fruit rolled up. It can be fruit roll up, fruit snacks, whatever.
Yeah, fruit roll ups are nice.
And how would you use it?
Yeah.
That's the question.
Food
what would
you
use and how would you use
it? In the bedroom, man. How would you use it? Definitely got a lot of food items and a lot of condiments.
Definitely.
And a lot
you
of condiments,
wait,
too.
I want to choose one.
You got definitely, you know.
And choose
those
wisely.
That, like, bigger things, maybe a cucumber, you know.
I mean, I don't know. I had a nigga feed me truffles out of his mouth.
Chocolate syrup.
Whipped
cream. Oh, you know what's what? You know what I did one time.
I'm
what
ready.
I did
I'm
one
ready
time.
For it.
We all
that was a real nice experience for me and
listening.
My man. It's the popsicles.
Okay.
So we took the popsicles and had some fun with that. So you know, you just take the popsicle and you pull it out and you stick it in your mouth and you suck on it and then you just let it drip kind of on you and then you just kind of stick it. Up your pussy.
Shit! You okay?
And it's a little cold, of course.
Thirsty? You get thirsty?
And then starts melting and dripping, and you suck on it more, and just let it drip, and then he just licks it off.
Man, that's
just
shit.
It's a fantasy.
You get thirsty? No, that's pretty good. And you'd have done that before.
You get thirsty? Yeah.
Man. Let's ask Harvey
Barbie. Popsicle would be one for me. The popsicle thing, because I've done that.
Ask Harvey Barbie. What would she do? What would she use? Ask her. Harvey Barbie baby. What type of food would you use? And how would you
She said a cough drop.
You said you'll use a cough drop?
Yeah.
Good old classic cough drop.
It's the menthol, baby.
It's the menthol. So what does that supposed to do to the man?
It's supposed to give you a nice tingling feeling sensation down there.
Harvey Barbie.
Nice intensified sensation.
Harvey Barbie. Do you call that the cool breeze?
You know what?
Yes, you do. That's what I call the cool breeze. The cool breeze.
So is it a cool breeze for y'all? What is it?
If she's using a damn cough drop, I'm pretty sure it's gonna be a cool breeze.
They gotta let that cool breeze.
Not let them things breathe, baby.
Yeah. Definitely.
So do you masturbate?
I mean, yes. I mean, because man, sometimes I don't got time for y'all.
I got
mean,
a question, though. Y'all like getting y'all fucked?
Yeah. Ask us a question.
What's the pleasure in that? Y'all like getting y'all balls licked or sucked?
I like getting my balls licked.
I like to get mine licked.
I don't like mine to be sucked. I like for you to be gentle with them.
Treat them like
royalty.
Just lick
you
on
know,
them.
Almost like you got a fucking a 12 pack of
like
eggs.
The twin boys I never hated.
Treat my shit like that.
Okay. This gigolo from the foe. Like it's all right. Get straight to the point. Like the dicks right now. Like you can play with it for a minute, but get to the point. Like.
Is it just that y'all men are uncomfortable?
No, it's just like it don't.
Someone
as much as do for other men, like it don't really do that.
I like my
balls. That for me, like
I like them lick.
Like,
I just like for you to be
soft, gentle with them. Yeah, they should be gentle.
No, I'm gonna direct them like, hey,
you know,
time's up. Like,
I be gentle. I feel like
I ain't gonna let
it
keep
that
going down there and just and I ain't with it. Like, just, hey,
you ain't gonna let it lick the gooch.
Huh? Hell no, I won't do that. That's too close to the poom poom.
Wait, hold on now. Let's not go to this topic.
We'll do
now.
None of that shit.
Let's not talk about those real eaters.
Hey, you the one warning and I punch in your motherfucking head, but we ain't doing nothing.
No,
that.
We don't do that. We don't do those ass eaters.
Licking
and stuff like that.
It's some real life. These niggas out here that be home.
So have you ever licked your
gang?
Harvey Barbie, you ever licked your man's ass before, Harvey Barbie?
Oh,
no,
nah,
baby. Okay, so we don't get down like that. So you can hang with us.
We love you, Harvey Barbie.
Wait. No way, Jose.
I don't think I ever saw Barbie eat that.
We love you, Harvey Barbie.
Okay.
We ain't with that shit on Raw Dog in the Dark. If y'all do that, that's y'all. We ain't going to hate,
you
but hey, us over here. Us over here.
But that's why I dropped
with R.D. A.D.
So have you ever made your own personal sex tape for you to look in your phone?
Yes.
I got one right now.
Yes, we have.
And please release.
We all have. Hey, that was
with it. I but it blew up off that.
And I'm the type of nigga. If I make one, it's better than the one I got.
Nice. And look,
that was
every woman
and everybody should
make a video.
Frito. Tell me you do
that. You should at least
say,
have one if you don't.
Say you got one. Say you got one you made.
To know.
It being in your phone. Like,
okay.
right, year, right. whatever, two okay. year, whatever the fuck it may be, however it may be. Mm-hmm.
And you if make I a new do one. Say so myself, and that shit is look up. Good it's from the back.
Better than that one. Like what you doing? You going back in this shit gone. Hey, delete. Delete it and go with the door. I'm accumulating now. Fuck that. The best one stay in my phone. Lord. Fuck all the rest of them. That shit wow. done. Wow. Why not?
Wow, let's ask Barbie. Barbie, you got would you? You got some porn in your phone? Would you?
I'm asking y'all this question.
What she say?
If y'all, I'm asking the question. Barbie, I'm asking y'all this question. I'm asking you and Coco this question. If you okay. know, say you got you hit it off with nigga, whatever the case may be, y'all film that bitch. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. And it's in your phone. You don't do it like that. So you know you ain't doing that with everybody. So it's in your phone. Years, you whatever the case may motherfucking be. And you come across another nigga. And y'all make another movie. And that shit is a motherfucking Oscar, goddamn. Like, hey, you need to get the goddamn award for this shit. This was up. Are you deleting up the previous one? Because me, I'm deleting that shit. It's over for you. That's done. This is the
y'all
most
men
official.
Don't delete nothing. So to answer for that one.
Question, so to answer why I want to watch you?
Yeah, I know.
To answer that question.
No, I'm not deleting
why not?
Shit.
I'm keeping all of
my shit.
Why?
In case a nigga has said something.
Uh-huh. And shit.
You ain't going to say shit. I know what I did. You ain't saying nothing. So, yeah. So, if you got that drip drop ziplock, you ain't worried about nobody saying nothing. So, we ain't going there. They want to say, nigga ain't saying nothing.
I'm keeping up for the foul.
So, y'all got nigga talking about. So, y'all got nigga dumb bearing. And that puts more hit on, man. And you gotta say, nigga, like, y'all ain't got
ain't nobody
about
gonna
that.
Say that about me.
Exactly. So exactly. So, you ain't gotta worry about that. So,
Gigolo from the phone.
You gonna accumulate them motherfuckers, huh?
I still have to, because.
Okay, I can do it.
I do got old porn. Old porn that I haven't even watched in. You know what I'm saying? It's really like archived at this point.
Okay, but I can do that. If you put an archive, throw it in the treasury. It's cool. Yeah, I'm gonna do that. I'm just talking about for the shit you view. For the shit you view. You know? We only view one of them things, the best one.
Cause
why am I viewing the rest of y'all for? Y'all not this one. Why am I watching y'all? That's what I'm on.
It only get better.
No. Okay, right. and the better one, hey, you get deleted. Why am I watching y'all?
This I don't watch it. I just got it there in the files in the archives. Like, yeah, it's not like I'm watching it.
I ain't worried about anybody saying.
Watching yourself.
I mean,
I love to watch.
Yeah,
myself.
I love to watch myself.
I don't. I
love
know what
to
I
see
know.
How good it look from the back.
Nigga, I don't watch everybody myself every time I done did what I did. Yeah, what I need to
look at myself like, damn, that boy can go.
Damn, that girl could.
Yeah. Frito. Yeah, I watch myself. That one I was talking about.
Yeah. That's the one you
yes,
like.
I watch. I watch. What I need to watch all the rest of them for?
Like, damn, you looking like a real
porn. So have you ever had an embarrassing
girl.
Moment in your life? Have you ever had an embarrassing moment in the bedroom? I'm talking to Gigolo from the four this time.
Embarrassing moment?
He's the real true Gigolo.
Yeah, Gigolo.
Yes, but I made up for it.
You made up for it. Someone tell us what happened.
You got to come back. Like, you got to make up for it. Like, you already know.
So what she do to you the first time?
Like, okay. Before we start. This is a Raw Dog and After Dark disclaimer. We all know Frito-Lay from the Bay. He's from the Bay. So we ain't talking about niggas from the Bay.
Come on.
We already know how he go.
Come on.
But as regular niggas, you know, everybody know you got that. It happens, bro.
It happens.
But you know what you got to do. Niggas know what you got to do.
Right.
Go get your head first. Put your head in there. Go in the head first, nigga.
Mm-hmm. Make it happen.
Round two. Fight. That's how they go, bro. Like, and make up for it, brother. In a round one, shout, baby, no round too long. Like,
oh,
that's
wow.
But make up for that shit. Make up them extra minutes, bro.
Coco, you know we got to ask you the same thing.
Yeah, for real.
No, we got to ask you the same thing. And Harvey, Barbie, we got to ask you
it's
the same
thing. It's for real. Y'all done had a nigga that done. I ain't going to say that, but me nigga that went, nigga, bye.
No, I'm saying, have you ever did
man,
some embarrassing shit,
it,
though?
Get
have
right,
you
right,
ever
man.
Did some embarrassing
got,
shit
now,
in the bedroom?
Redeem yourself, nigga.
What happened to?
Have you done some embarrassing shit in the bedroom?
Shit. Hell yeah. God damn it.
Tell us about it.
I done had one too. I'm going to wait that they finish.
Have to get up and go vomit, y'all.
You say what?
I was rolling. Busting off the ecstasy. Hard as hell. Had to get up and go vomit.
Hey, hey, you ain't the only one. Wow. I had a time I had to go throw up. She ain't know like, hold on.
They call
hey,
that,
no, 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 no.
That's assuming you be bang, bang, bang.
Frito, Frito.
I'll bang. Shaking your ass up and shit.
I'm going in. I feel like I ought to bust him up. I went to go and throw up. Came back like, hey.
I'm shaking your stomach up too.
Went to the fridge, got them, got something to drink. Came back like, hey.
Harvey Barber, what you just say, Harvey Barber?
I said he was so nice about it, so he was like, you okay?
Oh, oh wow. Yeah, hell, y'all be nice.
Well, you know, we understand if you've been drinking a lot, you know, it like, baby, be like
baby.
That. You know,
baby,
like
baby,
that.
You took no pill for me. I appreciate that. Mm-hmm. From the bottom of my heart, you should put that thing on me, baby.
Now, I had one, I guess.
No, it's not.
I had one incident myself. Diarrhea one
baby,
time.
You, if you threw up because you were rolling, come on,
but
I know why you rolling. You want to put that thing on me.
I'm not. Sharted everywhere.
Nah, I caught it right before it came.
Hold on, oh, what? Time out, Harvey Barbie, time out, baby. Frito Lay has the flow. We got a new segment, Frito Lay with the flow.
Nah, I was just telling him, you know.
But Frito Lay, you got the flow. Go.
I had an embarrassing moment, you know. Thank God it was an older woman, you know, so she understood a little bit because she wore fucking, the diapers too.
The depends. She wore the diapers.
She had to go to the store and wear diapers. It was something wrong with my fucking stomach.
There was something wrong with my stomach, man.
I was going in on this woman, man.
So you ain't like, hold on, let me get that.
No, I was
getting that nana pussy.
So I was still moving.
He getting that nana pussy.
I thought I was gonna pass gas. I thought I was gonna be dead.
I'm dead.
You just gonna fart. Why you do the jig? Why you do the gigolo?
It's serious.
Hey, hold on. I bust, baby. No. We're back. With this thing.
I thought
sat
it was
on that
gas.
Toilet.
I thought it was gas.
Took your good one.
Let the gas out and keep going. But while that shit, it was like it started coming out as gas.
That's too much.
And then that shit just.
Hey, ladies and gentlemen. Frito Lay from the Bay is a foul nigga. Cause Gigolo from the foe, I ain't gonna fart while I'm hitting you. I ain't gonna do you like that. I'm gonna go to the bathroom. And I'd have had my business in there. I'd been straight. But my man Frito Lay don't give no fuck. He gonna fart while he hitting you.
So look,
and
I got
what
I'm gonna ask y'all though.
That what happened?
How would y'all rate y'all sex drive?
It's
up
from
there.
1 to 10. How would you rate your sex
it's
drive?
I'm at a 10.
You at a 10.
I'm turned
it's up.
It's up there.
So you thinking?
I'm in the prime right now.
we going strong right now.
You got to what?
I just got my nipples pierced last night.
Let me see.
Just got nipples pierced?
I do.
Well, you mind? You mind if we take a look at it?
Yeah, I had the right nipples for it. The balls with the bar going across.
Let's take a look at them. See what you got.
The bars. They want to see.
Yeah, the people want to see what you got.
Oh my gosh, they're there.
Harvey Barbie wants to see it too, right?
She already seen it. I FaceTimed her as soon as I got it.
What kind of toys you got?
She seen them. Damn.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, she's about to show us what we got.
I can't stand it.
We try to see our first nipple piercings on Raw Dog After Dark.
Y'all seen the nipple piercing before?
Not on air.
Okay, that's nice.
Yeah, that's nice.
Okay, so we got some extra up there too. See, she's doing a lot going on here, ladies and gentlemen. What? But it is very seductive.
That ain't none of y'all saw this. That ain't none of y'all.
What size?
But y'all ain't seen these, though. These,
what size
these.
Throw
some D's
you got
on that bitch. These some D's.
I know they some D.
Throw that.
What I'm saying, you know the correct measurements.
34D.
A little smaller because you
34D.
Yeah.
Double D.
That's a good size. Can you squeeze milk out of
them? So if anybody out there want to go ahead and send me some stuff, 34D. Medium penny.
Okay, Frito.
I like the boy shorts, lace back, hip hug.
We got segment.
Just some nice.
It's called
things.
Ask the Boys.
When I wear them.
Ask the boys. Yeah.
Ask the boys. Okay, yeah. We doing a segment. Ask the boys or the men.
Before we get started, I want to let y'all know that I am. A male gigolo.
We gonna let y'all know the boys. We answer everything.
For 15
the boys answer everything
for 30 minutes.
We answer everything. So
So y'all can ask questions. Wow. It's up to y'all. Ask y'all what? Ask the guy.
Ask the boys.
Wow. A real, we in front of a real life boy. Male gigolo.
He okay. Really from the Bay. Once again, shout out to Big Biscuit, the Big Biscuit,
my
and this small
fucker.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Miss Winners, Gigolo. Chicken Biscuit in the building. Yeah. Shout out to Big Biscuit.
Mm-hmm.
The BOSS of this motherfucker. Shout out to my boy.
They're pretty successful at what they do.
Pretty successful. Very nice lifestyle, stress free. Doesn't have to pay for anything. Trips, cars, vehicles, everything. And I'm just like, man. Like, put me on. Like, what is you doing?
Put you on.
I'm in. My best friend is a male gigolo. Yes, he is. He gets everything he wants.
We're going to go with a little song for that shit.
So if you got a question to ask, what would you ask us?
We always ask
questions.
We want to get
answers.
We
don't be afraid to let
it go. We don't give a fuck. We're going to answer.
What you got over there, Harvey? Ask the boys. This is the segment.
So let's go ahead and ask away.
Mm-hmm. What you got?
Let's see.
Fuck, I
want to
ask y'all.
Right. Yeah, and all that shit to say when was that my spot?
Wait a minute now.
Y'all were gone yet. Y'all better remember what the fuck we were talking about. That shit. Y'all probably forgot.
Right. Oh, yeah. Well, let's go to that subject about the men. Yes.
Okay.
We're
going to come back to the Ask the Boys set. We got to talk about this shit.
Go.
So, we talking about y'all men wanting to eat the stud pussy.
Low key be eating stud pussy. I'm gonna give you the flow. So y'all niggas out here really even dyke pussy? Mm. Really? Mm. Now, know y'all niggas bisexual, right? You know that, right?
Yeah, well, you know that, right? I mean, if they dress like a dude,
you know that,
they
right?
They moving like a dude, but you still wanna.
So y'all, so let me get
do
this.
That.
Let me get this straight. Mm. For Raw Dogging After Dark.
Okay, right.
It's a group of niggas out here that's eating stud. Pussy, dyke pussy.
Mm-hmm.
What the fuck?
I mean, right.
hold on. Time out.
But they
is your nigga sucking a strap like what the fuck, my nigga?
I had one trick me, man.
Well,
I had a stud trick me one time.
Wow, she tricks you,
huh?
Yo, when I first met her, man, she was dressed like a dime pee.
But you fucked her though,
and I sucked the pussy.
Time out, Frito. She dressed like a bitch, right? She tricked you.
Yeah, she tricked me, man.
These niggas out here,
they searching for them.
This bitch got dread.
No, we can't do
she
that.
She got J's on. Know what I'm saying? Like, she dressing like good. Like, she nigga, like that. My partner, we trapped together. Me, that pussy.
Her pussy gonna smell like sweaty balls.
Nah, my nigga.
Pussy smelling like sweaty balls.
Now, y'all can do what we talking about the last episode. Y'all can set another bitch out and you be like, shit, is it a G? Or is it a train?
Right.
Is it a threesome? Is it a train? Y'all can do that. Hey, whatever, but you eating a pussy to die, bitch? Like, come on, my nigga.
They just looking.
Will she dap you up, give you a high five when you're done?
What up, folk? I just couldn't do it.
All right, my boy. You went in, my boy.
Yeah,
hey, what I'm saying, like, what you gonna smoke a blunt with you when you're done? Like, my boy, I gotta smoke a blunt with you, boy.
That's Harvey Bobby. What she feel about it?
What you got to say about that, Harvey Barber?
About niggas eating stud pussy?
Yes.
I think it's some gay shit.
Yeah.
They bisexual, ain't they?
Mm-hmm. Nah, they gay.
They gay, y'all. Yeah, there you go.
Well, look, moving right along now. Look, I got another question.
They bisexual, y'all. Like, they bisexual, they get like, she act like a nigga, mm-hmm. but she got a pussy. So yeah. I get the best of both worlds, right, ass exactly. nigga. Face y'all ass. Niggas bisexual, bro. Like, yeah. What the fuck?
I think I'm a little past that right now, man.
Yeah, let's just move on because we gonna go in.
Nah. We gonna leave that alone.
Right, hey, yeah, we can roast these niggas all night.
So, Coco Chanel, baby, what's the longest you ever went without getting fucked? Be straight up, and then we're gonna ask you next, Harvey Barber.
Without getting fucked, like penetrated, fucked. Like,
nah, without getting nothing.
I mean,
they can't even say it. They can't. You know they got them.
Cause I mean, we all, like, at the end of the day, I don't have to fuck with.
I got me.
A gal, I got Bob, my friend. He's always there.
Okay. We got a pocket racket.
Battery operated boyfriend. He's always there.
Pocket racket.
So shit, I'm never without.
So masturbation is the.
Excuse me, you better than lemonade, please.
Masturbation.
Yes, yes. At the end of the day.
You know what? I think sex toys. I think sex toys.
Nobody getting no feelings involved. Just. You think sex toys fucked up?
Fuck the game up. I think it fucked the game up with girls losing their virginities and getting their cherries bust. Because now a lot of these 10-inch goddamn dildos is doing it. You know, so a lot of girls are pleasing themselves before.
I think it just adds more to the bedroom. I don't think pleasure. I don't think it just fucks it up, per se.
Right. I mean, but
if you use
y'all
it,
men
if
you, don't you like know, it though, y'all men be so mad.
She got a 10-inch dildo in the room with
pull
you.
A toy out.
I mean, an unbelievable
I'm not
size,
doing that, bro. If she got the pirate racket,
right? You working with
her. No,
what I'm saying,
if she wants to play with the 10-inch dildo, we ain't doing that, bro. We ain't doing that. You got a pocket. We can incorporate the pocket racket with. We doing.
Why wouldn't we do it?
But that shit right there. Hell the fuck no.
Do you feel like it's a challenge?
That's a single bitch. That's a single bitch toy, huh? That's a single woman toy.
You do that on your
lonesome. That's a solo. You do that on your lonesome. That's you. But when you incorporate me, until we go with the pocket rack, that right. shit, we can incorporate that. We can do something with that.
So, Coco, baby, would you like to be double,
we do something with that.
So, would you do dildo and ass and dick, real dick at the same time?
I mean, that's not nothing that I just would want to do on a regular, but I mean, if my guy, you know, if this somebody I fuck with and like, this is my guy, I'm willing to turn up for him.
So you'll try that. So have you ever tried it before is the question.
No.
Never done that before.
No, but.
Ask Harvey Barbie, has she ever tried that before?
Have you?
What?
Being penetrated with a dildo in your ass and being fucked with, you know, being fucked.
I ain't never got penetrated in my ass with a dildo. I mean, we use anal beads, you know. That's
okay. Okay. There we go.
You know, that's to help you.
Yeah.
But sometimes just the dick and the booty just don't be successful all the time. You know. So, but I'm not opposed. Just don't be successful all the time.
Okay. Okay.
Well, right. Nobody's opposed. Like. We can get
no. We
going
to get her. We going to get her over here in the flesh. I like her. God damn, we going to get her.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Everybody don't like a thumb in their ass. I'm cool with the thumb in the booty.
Man, baby, when you coming to Atlanta?
Thumb in the booty. Booty.
When you coming? Booty.
Damn, you know this is off the records. When you coming to Atlanta?
Frito, I tell you, Frito, they like you.
Yeah.
He wants you. He do this way or the other way. What it gonna be? What it gonna be?
When you gonna fly her out is the question.
Come on now.
Frito Lay don't play. We fry about today. Like, hey.
Come on now, but we'll
she
talk
trying
about
to
that.
Get flued out.
We'll talk about that off
she
the
She trying
air.
To get flued out.
You
don't
get to the weather? You don't get to the weather?
Yeah, let's get to the weather, Gigolo.
You don't get to the weather?
Gigolo from the phone, put it on us real quick and let us know
okay.
what
Okay. Tonight's weather update has been brought to you by Nonstop Films, Glenwood Music, and Atherton West J Media. All right, now tonight weather forecast for you strippers, right? It's 43 degrees, baby. Bundle the fuck up. It's cold out there. You got them fresh nipple rings, especially you, y'all. Cover up, baby.
That's right.
It's gonna be real cold. It's gonna be crisp breeze out there. Brr.
Burr,
burr, like Gucci Man, baby.
Yep, it's definitely here.
80% chance humidity with a 10% chance of rain. So leave your umbrellas at home. This has been the Raw Dogging After Dark Weather Report with your boy, the Shway Guy.
Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. We appreciate that. Gigolo from the fold.
All right, motherfucking so
we got our girl, yes. Coco Chanel in the building. And we got Harvey Barbie in the building.
Harvey Barbie.
All right, all right. Look, next topic is
all the way from drilling noise.
We going to work now. Where y'all work at? I want to know where you work at. And you know what? No, we ain't even got to know where you work
at. Oh, I got it.
Good Have you ever slept with the motherfucker who
Frito.
Put it like that.
Frito, I got a good ass question. This is a funny question. I want to know this shit.
What you got? Let's see what Gigolo got.
This might make me laugh.
It's back to ask the ladies.
What is the strangest prop that you've used to get yourself off? For the ladies, I gotta know this.
Okay.
Off the wall, like you and the busting that.
Strangest thing though. Okay, I got two things.
See, okay, come on. That's what I'm talking about.
That was just kind of different stories. Mm-hmm. But,
bring it on us.
So the first time I got on the bull and rode a bull.
Oh wow!
At the club.
At the club, music they got playing, you lit. Had an orgasm up on the,
motherfucker,
riding that motherfucker
shit.
Like I was riding
was
something
you
for real.
Shit in front of
I mean, I was on that bitch. They couldn't get me off. I didn't fall off or nothing. I was holding on, riding it. That's why I told you I'm a rider.
Riding this, cause you like to ride.
Hey, you want to tell you some playing shit though? Yeah. Just a story, a raw dog after our story from Gigolo.
No, but for real, I tried to get back on again. Second time, I didn't get the same.
You didn't get that feeling?
I didn't get that experience. But
it just got something to do with the bull.
First nut, yeah.
It just got something to do with the bull.
It's like, ooh.
So, you know.
Just like that first
just
time.
Just a random
day. I don't know if that happened to anybody
else. Big
Gigolo
for the folk. I go out. We at Metropolitan Lanes for a friend's birthday.
Mechanical bull.
No, we bowling, da-da-da. Drinking, getting fucked up. So, a friend of mine, a homie of mine, an acquaintance, he had a club right there called Club Aries. It was right there on Metropolitan.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, I work my move. We go. I get everybody's birthday party. We all in there. We got a session. Da, da, da. So, you know, he fought with the boy. So, he's like, shit. You get the mic, nigga. Y'all nigga. Whatever. Da, da. So, when I say me and I don't even really fought with that nigga no more. I was really fought with that nigga. He a lame man nigga. But back then, he was a real nigga. I fought with that nigga.
Okay.
But when I say we had them off on that motherfucking bull, my nigga from Chicago. He is from Chicago.
From Chicago.
I tell every time he got a few of the pieces, like, boy, get on the Chicago bullshit.
I'm from
here, like, my boy had to line up, get on that bull, bro. But that bull, nigga, it's up with that bull. I don't know what that bull do to them.
That bull, because it's like the motion of the bull is like you ride.
And we just like, hey,
like you
it's
riding.
The motion of the bull. So
but then it changes.
And this is how you don't
too,
fall
though,
off. You gotta ride that bull with
and that
the motion.
So powerful,
gotta,
nigga.
Be on key.
If you that nigga and you got some sway, you right there by that shit, you got them facilitating that shit, you might get some of that energy from that bull. That bull, hey, that bull might throw her off on
Barbie,
you.
Let's ask Harvey Barbie.
Frito.
Let's ask
Frito. That bull might throw her off on you.
I
want to
hear Harvey Barbie.
Oh, I love that. I'll catch it.
Yes.
What she say?
Recall something like that.
You probably have to think a little deeper. But a second one, though, is like, the jets from the jacuzzi.
Yeah, we know
You're
that. We know about
freak.
That. We know about that.
The jets from the jacuzzi.
Frito, there's females that put they shit under the running water from the faucet, I mean, in the tub.
This is shit that you don't think about on a daily basis.
We been asking questions, but I be asking questions. I know
I can nut off of that shit just looking at it.
No, like, I mean it just kind of happened, like.
Frito, you gotta ask. Hey, you gotta be in tune. Like, I knew that. Already.
I didn't know.
So
it
you
was
bisexual too? Are you bisexual?
That ain't got nothing to do with a female being bisexual, bro. That ain't got nothing to do. Frito, they ain't got nothing to do with a female being bisexual.
How many people you done fuck?
Oh my god!
Hey, we had that question on this show.
I don't know how many people.
How many dicks?
I mean,
you can't remember.
It's some lost ones.
It's okay. Gotcha.
But
it's
I'm
the same
way. But
I'm
saying though, you near 30 though, so that don't matter. You near 30.
Yeah.
And most of us done started fucking in our teens, so we're not 30. We lost count. Hey, that's what it is. We done been fucking long enough to lose count.
Yeah, I mean,
you in your 20. I'm 21. I lost count. What the fuck?
Yeah.
What the fuck? But you in your 30s, lost count.
I've definitely tried to think about all my situations.
How many people have you? Yeah.
I don't. Like, I don't, me being a gigolo, I don't even keep count.
I don't even think about it.
You're a real life gigolo.
It's really just.
I'm saying, speak for about it,
but then it's like, hey,
ladies, I'm gonna tell you, this shout out to all ladies in the world.
Y'all gigolos speaking, are just womanizers.
No. I'm saying for ladies in the world. Speaking for us niggas,
ladies, and do what y'all need.
Us attractive niggas.
She's ready to just do whatever.
Coco.
Yes.
Speaking for us, attractive niggas.
Man,
you a nigga that and females find like label attractive. Mm-hmm. You know you've been fucking them since your teens,
right?
So if you're in your thirties, you've been fucking 20 fucking years. You're 20 plus. You're a lost count.
Yeah,
it's okay.
I mean, we grown.
As long as you ain't still got them slaying, going crazy in your thirties.
No, but I actually knew a female that had a book of names and dates of every guy she had been with since she had been 16.
Yeah,
she had a whole diary.
She's a Jew.
But I have,
cause like we were talking about in the chocolate latte and the goddamn shortcake. Episode, man.
Right.
Men are prone to fuck multiple every species of male species on this earth. Fuck multiple women, man.
Wow.
That's just how it is. I ain't saying it's right. I ain't saying it wrong. But that's what it is. That's it. Asks question. Why y'all do what y'all do? Wow. It's implanted in us, man. It's human nature.
That's real.
It's what it is, man. It's for us, you know what I'm saying. I ain't gonna preach to y'all.
This Harvey Barbie girl. I want to talk to Harvey Barbie.
Okay.
So, baby, how do you rate your oral skills?
I go into the oral game with the fullest intent to die every time.
Oh my
die!
Oh my God, so you like
die?
A fucking
you?
Like,
you a kamikaze?
Die.
You a kamikaze? Die. I'm dying on that dick.
So can you give us one of your best?
I'm gonna commit suicide on that dick.
That was one of your best oral stories.
Freedom. Hold on. So that would you say? Barbie, I'm a kamikaze on that dick. I'm gonna commit suicide on that dick. That you say I want to die on
that kamikaze on that dick.
Yeah.
You commit suicide on that dick.
And then I'm going back.
Oh my God.
We need more women like Harvey Barbie in the world. No, time out. We're going to time out. This is a Raw Dog and After Dark disclaimer.
Yeah, so you get a lot of stalkers.
Harvey Barbie, more women should be like you.
Because I'm very particular. I choose wisely.
No, that's, we respect that. Men respect that.
Wow.
But as long as you die on that particular dick, we love you, baby. We respect you. Wish you could die on me. Mm-hmm. We respect that. I wish I had somebody die on me.
Hell,
I respect you, baby.
For real. That's a first one.
That's for real.
I mean, but she says she comes, she get on the dick with intentions to die.
Wow. Nigga.
That's the best one.
Nigga.
I've heard.
You know what you call that?
How much a flight is from Chicago?
You call that a wife?
You said how much the flight from Chicago?
You call that a fiance? You call that a baby mama? That's what you call that? Like that baby mama, fiance, wife. Yeah, only one of them three. None of the rest. Like baby mama, fiance, wife.
Harvey Barbie, how much a flight is? Now go ahead and look that up now. And we'll go ahead and get the flight tonight. Go ahead and get dressed. And we'll go ahead and get you on over here.
I told Frito Lay, but hey, I told you.
Yep. So let me ask you this, baby girl. Do you like to give
or receive?
Or are you a receiver or are you a giver? Which one are you?
I'm a team player.
You're a team player.
I know that's right, baby.
I'm a team player.
So we can 6'9" that thing all the way out.
Yeah.
No. He's a snare. We don't do that. We don't 6'9" anymore. We 96.
You like to give
96.
And
we 96
receive.
That motherfucker. We don't fuck that. We 96. We 96 now.
There you go.
We don't 6'9" no more. We 96.
Exactly.
You're gonna have an experience.
Yes, it's an experience.
Mm.
It definitely is. I can
so
say
are you
same.
A squirter or what do you do?
I do what I do.
You like your pussy suck?
I can't say who don't.
Okay.
You gotta
count. There you go. Okay. I like her, man. Oh my God.
Frito. Hey, Frito.
Yeah, screenshot her and send her to my phone.
I told you, Barbie, when you go on remote on this show, you got to come live.
Yeah, I got to side of the
Frito
around.
Gonna like tell Chicago. You, you got to come
I
live.
Got side of the
I like Chicago Frito, people.
Frito gonna want you to come
yeah,
live.
We good people. Oh, yeah, shout out, we gonna yeah. give you the see, real and the raw,
see,
baby.
I need to talk to her, yeah. Get
you on that's that raw dogging after how dark. We love Chicago.
Chi-town.
We love Chi-town. But we not from 63rd.
But we not from 63rd though.
Long live King Von. Fuck you talking about O Block.
Rest in peace, King Von.
Long live King Von. We not from 63rd. We love Chicago
we
though.
We is not from 63rd. R.P. Duck.
I fuck with Duck. I fuck with Duck though. My favorite Duck song in Mama House. I fuck with Duck though. But we still not from 63rd. I fuck with Duck though.
Listen,
I play that duck though. I fuck with him, but we not from 63rd.
I can name a thousand of them.
Yeah, I fuck with him, yeah, but we not from 63rd though.
We not.
So what you drinking, baby? What drink get you in the mood? What's that special drink that you always go to? You know when you want to get right, when you know it's gonna get you right.
I like tequila. I like Don Julio Reposado.
That goddamn Don Julio.
Oh, that Reposado.
I like the Reposado, though.
Yeah.
We got the Reposado. Black Lives Matter over here. We Reposado.
What the camera? That's it right there? Yeah, that's it.
Reposado.
Reposado right beside.
Right beside you.
Right beside you.
Reposado get you right beside me.
Right beside her. Right up inside her.
Yeah, right beside her. Get me right beside you.
Right up inside her.
Mm-hmm. So how long? You say you from Atlanta?
I'm from Chicago. Chicago.
So when you how long you been? How long you been here?
Hold on, time out, everybody.
Coco
Chanel from Chicago.
I've been since about a year,
but she not from 63rd.
And I'm not from 63rd.
Yes, sir.
But I'm from Chicago though.
He's from Chicago, but I'm 63rd though.
Trust me. Born and raised. Been in a
Long Live King Von. Let me say it again. Long Live King Von. Mm-hmm.
We just passed by 63rd.
Yeah. I'm talking about you.
We 64, 65th, but we not for 63rd.
I mean, god damn, you like you ready to just close your eyes and shit in the bed.
I'm from the 60s and not
what
from
the 60s. What you got old and shit in the bed, baby? See, I can't watch this shit too long. Yeah, I can't watch this too
much. Let's see,
300. They got me on FaceTime.
THL, TYMB. Shout out to them boy,
I'm gonna have to come through that motherfucker.
We already know about them raw dog in that bar. We know about
she
all that.
She can't even see me though.
She can see. Is it facing you? Yeah, the camera.
Now you get a good look at Frito Lay from the Bay, baby. I'm Frito Lay from the motherfucking Bay.
Frito Lay from the Bay.
Frito Lay don't take. Frito, I told you, come you on, raw dog in life. Dark.
You need to add that on that. Frito Lay from the Bay, you can have it your way.
Yeah, that's what it is.
Mm-hmm. Look, yeah, I just gave you something.
Oh, you want to hear my shit?
That's your shit.
How?
Hold on, I'm going to let him talk before I go in.
Straight up. That's what it is.
You know, Free Life and Bay, you keep on going. I'm big jiggalo from the four. I ain't been pimping since been pimping. I'm right here with him, man. Come okay, on, come on. Now we can do it.
See, I was telling them.
Free Hollywood, you know, he Frito.
Just
like Frito. Okay.
I'm a male jiggalo.
Oh, I got to do it.
I deal with... Yeah, I deal with cougars, milfs, and mountain lions.
Frito.
Oh, baby. Well, I'm a thundercat.
What are mountain lions?
You're a thundercat.
I'm a thundercat, baby.
We deal with thundercats,
so
too.
Okay, so you trying to test me.
I'm just letting you know what it is.
You need to ask me some questions. Yeah, I want you.
Come on,
see,
we
got
to get these
to
questions.
Okay, we gonna go to that segment. We about to go to that segment. New segment for Raw Dog and After Dark. Frito Lay. We go. Okay. New segment for Raw Dog and After Dark. We gonna call it
you just like
Ask the Boys.
I know. I already know.
So ladies, y'all got the flow and y'all get to ask the boys anything. Me and Frito Lay. Ask the boys.
Ask us whatever.
Y'all hosting the show. Go. Ask the boys.
Hey, it's the
whatever y'all wanna know for the
Harvey film. Barbie and Coco Chanel show.
Come on.
We're here. Live, baby. We live.
And we not from 63rd.
And we not from 63rd.
We from 64, 65, 66.
Straight out of Chicago,
not
but
63rd,
not from 63rd,
though.
Exit 44.
And we went for exit 44, Glimmer Road. Fuck you talking about. We from the road, not the motherfucking Ave. All right.
Look. All right. The Cater West.
And we not from 63rd.
The Cater West greater.
Come on and talk to us, baby. We going to let y'all get the platform now. We going to be quiet. We going to let y'all do some talking.
Ask us whatever y'all want to ask us.
What you got? Well, I normally don't do this on the show, but since I really like
y'all, we're gonna do it every episode.
Y'all do this. Come every on.
Episode. Okay, so okay, we gonna start with some basic questions.
Yeah,
so, do y'all prefer sex in the light or sex in the dark? Having sex when, you know, with the lights on, having sex with the lights off.
You want to go first, you want me to go
first? I mean, could I say both? Or do I have to choose?
It's what you got to say. It's your choice.
I'd rather do it in the day so I can see everything.
Okay. Okay. Like, you want to see everything. Like,
I love to see
everything. I speak for majority of the niggas walking around this motherfucker. We don't give a fuck. We fucking.
Period.
Lights off. Hey, lights off. That's what it is. Lights on. Lights on.
Harvey, that what it don't even matter.
It don't even matter.
She said something. What she said?
If I want to fuck you, that's all that matters. We fuck with the lights is. I can't see. I can fuck though. I can't see. I'm here though. Tootsie roll. What are you talking about? Juju butt. What? Next question.
All right, let's see. They ready for the next question. Waiting, so let's go. That was a little too soft.
She told me that
them.
Spot. I thought she had a lineup for.
We need it.
I'm ready. We ready. So I told.
Let me
I told.
See.
I
had my questions rolled down.
Coco,
but let me,
I told you at the spot. Me and Frito,
my questions
we don't give
down,
a fuck. We answering anything. Like we don't care.
Okay, so
we gonna wait. We sitting back waiting, ladies and gentlemen. We gonna wait on.
Is y'all still fucking in the car? Y'all too old.
Okay, I'm gonna go first. I'm fucking in the car. If you wanna fuck in the car, but I got a spot. We can fuck in the house. And I ain't gotta fuck in the car. But if you want to, that's what we fucking, baby. We can do how you want to do it. Niggas, nigga, we grown men, so we got shit going on. So however you want to do it, we can make it happen how you want to do it. So we ain't fucking, we ain't no young niggas, we ain't on a young nigga shit. We fucking the car because we got to. But if you, that's what you want
to
do.
You ain't never just like felt like you just had to get it in right then.
That's what I'm saying. If that what you want to do, you want to fuck it in right there, that we going to do.
I'm definitely.
But I'm not fucking you in the car because I got to.
Right, no,
I'm fucking you in the car because that's what you want to do and without how we doing tonight.
That's
so.
Because you have to.
Okay. Yeah, I'm fucking the car because you want to fuck in the car. We fuck. Sorry, we fuck outside. Like, I don't give a fuck. I don't fuck some weird ass place. I don't care. As long as I ain't going to get locked up and like, shit, we fucking. I don't care.
So they say that. Adult men think about sex every 7 seconds. So that mean y'all think about sex all the time?
I don't believe that.
All day.
All day, every day.
I don't know about 7 seconds, maybe 7 minutes, but no, not 7 seconds.
Nah, and also that y'all have 11 erections on average every day.
That might be true, but that's not, it's 24 hours in a day.
So do you have 11 erections every day?
I'm saying, so I might meet, you might, hey, you never know.
Yeah, nah, like
you gotta think about
day,
it, bro. You be moving and doing shit.
About,
your shit,
around,
you might need to think about it.
Thump and jump.
Hey, but I bet you they,
nice
I bet you they talking about. They ain't talking about. They just broaden that shit. Your shit be semi hard.
Fake Atlanta booty.
You know how it go
nah,
there a little
I
bit.
Really, I deal with so much pussy, man. I really just it's like a job for me, man. I don't, you know.
I'm saying I ain't saying that's it for niggas, but
well,
look,
guess,
but look.
See,
but
we
look,
talking to a
Frito,
real professional,
Frito,
a gigolo.
11 right times a day for a regular nigga. That's not
wow.
Cause think about
oh,
it.
I got a question.
Cause think about it. Cause you, if you just a regular nigga. You can lose your shit like, I just got fat ass. Your shit gets a little bit. But look though. That shit get a little
I got a
bit.
Question.
But for what they talking about, that shit count.
Hold on, let the ladies.
That shit count.
Let the ladies
talk for
a minute.
Because we supposed to be
minute.
Asking questions.
Yeah, let them talk for a minute, Gene.
So,
I'm asking the fucking question. Like.
What do y'all take, like, on y'all, is men, like, y'all nipples stimulation? Being nipples,
I like for
sucked
a woman
on,
to, I like for a woman
on,
to lick
on
my
on
nipples.
Yeah.
Nah,
like, how do you like that? How do you feel about that?
That
it's a turn off.
Gets me up. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah.
I'll let Frito go first. Let me know when you done, Frito.
Okay.
Yeah,
he said it's a turn
like
on.
Lick
okay.
My nipples. Yeah. That's very right. Good.
You done?
That's character.
You
go
done?
Ahead.
Mm-hmm. No, bitch. I'm here to stimulate your nipples, nigga. Don't touch my. You stealing my dick or my ball, like or whatever.
You would like it though.
No, I would not. I don't have.
See, some of y'all be thinking, oh, I'm gonna be gay. That's I'm gay, but shit.
I like sensual.
No,
shit.
I ain't gonna say. No, listen.
That's sexual.
I done had female try to online shoulder like. You just look at them stupid. Like, what are you doing? Like. Just like if a nigga try to.
So you don't like
no,
nobody
no,
kissing
like
on your
nigga,
chest at all.
Just like
kissing
if a nigga.
On you,
just like
on
the female tip. If a nigga try to stimulate some
neck.
Shit that ain't doing nothing, you just look at him like. my nigga, what are you doing? I look at like, shout, ain't like, that's not
right.
Nah, bro, that,
well, I know some women may, like to have
that. Maybe there's some niggas, but like, I'm not him. Well,
some of them don't, you know, it just
they don't do shit. I'm just looking at you, stupid, shout. You wasting your time, shout. What are you doing?
What else you got, baby?
Down below, I'm doing like different, though. Why are you up here? You too up, you up too up. It's uptown, but take your ass downtown. You
right,
playing,
right? Let the baby.
Talk. What you got, baby? One more question.
You got one. Harvey Barbie.
Harvey Barbie, what you got, baby?
Shit. What's the biggest turn on for y'all?
Yeah, I was thinking that, but
can I go first? Okay. My biggest turn on is like your time, nigga, bust something. He got to goddamn put the first foot forward or make the first. I want a bitch to come to me and say, I'm gonna fuck you tonight.
Aggressive.
So you
woman.
Like the bitch to take charge and like, be aggressive. Like,
aggressive. Yeah, cause nigga, I went from the 9 times 10. I ain't saying this all the time, but 9 times 10, nigga gotta take the charge. He gotta make the first move. Bitch, I want a bitch to come and say, hey.
I feel like I could be aggressive because I'm a pleaser.
And she could be subtle with it, secretive. She didn't come.
I'm waiting, I'm coming to the door, I'm gonna fuck around and get to touching and rubbing.
I would have to say for it's me she, huh. A woman with you know, pretty toes.
Yeah, pretty toes. No, okay. Say a woman pretty toe come to you like Frito. Yeah. Say we have raw. This is just what'd you call the word? I forgot the fucking word. You know what the fuck I'm talking about. But say it, we doing the raw.
Too
dog.
Many at the dark shots. Yeah.
Say we doing the raw, dog. And the guest come to you say, hey, relate. I'm gonna fuck shit at you tonight. You gonna be like, it's going. You gonna say yourself, it's gonna win that. I'm finna. Cause yeah, you know,
I'm gonna look at her like I feel sorry for her.
But still, what are you in your mind like?
No
she,
clue.
No, like, she exactly.
About to get herself into. She has
exactly,
no clue.
My nigga. Exactly. I'm finna go in. You don't happen like that. You just you put the word.
Yeah. So like, that's your turn.
And if she wants to, she ain't gonna put out like that. There's a female's nature not to.
So what's your turn?
Unless she your female.
I like a shaved pussy.
Shaved pussy.
With some clean toes. With some pretty toes.
Nigga, that's requirements.
Well, some of them don't do that.
That don't
man.
Turn me on. That's a requirement.
But if you shave that pussy down there, I'm gonna suck that pussy.
You have to shave it down
away. No, I need that. That's me. I need that.
Mm-hmm. And see what I do is I suck the pussy first. I suck that pussy.
Okay, so that's a requirement.
Sucking pussy.
That's
a
requirement.
Then I give you good dick.
Yes, and that's how it should go.
That's a requirement.
Good long dick.
If that's how it should go, that shit put a requirement. That shit don't turn me on. It won't be like that.
Because right. you gotta stimulate us to get
that's
it started.
What I'm saying. So if that's what the case may be, what you said, that shade pussy shit don't turn me because that's a requirement. That's what I need for me to do what I do. So
right. I don't it like be, just trying to
just
go
like you play
in.
Football, your ass got pads on.
Right.
Ain't that pussy? That shit gonna be shade. Like we ain't no bush. I ain't no afros. Like,
bush.
We ain't doing that.
Yeah,
so
that's
gonna turn me
that
on.
A good question.
But if you come and say, I'm gonna fuck the shit out of you, nigga.
Mm-hmm.
You gonna do what? Okay. Because
so,
you, what you say?
Y'all, okay. So
I ain't gonna say. I ain't gonna say about you two females.
When you're in a relationship,
but most females,
I got one
too. Most females are born. Mm. You do all the fucking work, right? Am I correct, Frito?
You got it.
A good amount of females. You gotta do all the work, all the drilling. Like damn, like put it on me.
Right.
And I appreciate that shit. That made me go even harder. Like, she put an effort to put it on me. I could save by some of my energy. I'm going to work tonight. I'm going extra credit tonight.
Right.
That type of shit. Niggas like that shit. Especially that female you fuck with. Y'all doing big
one. What's she
y'all chilling and she like, I'm fucking shit out you none.
It was happy, like, hey, happy as hell. It's up night. It's up night.
All right, G, let the females let the females come back. Let them come back. We got it. We own it.
They know what I'm talking about.
Mm-hmm. What else you got for us before we turn it down? Or you got us for the night?
Because I think
I might have a few more that I might want to say before we wrap it up.
Yeah.
How long we been going?
I don't know. It might be a
we
minute.
Keep on
we've
been going.
Think you probably on. Have, yeah. Cause, let me see. I was gonna say something about. You got one. You got one, Harvey Barbie.
No, I'm just tuning in.
We tuned in. Yeah, we got to link up, Harvey Barbie. Man, you got to talk.
That's the gigolo guy?
Yeah, we got to talk after the show. This Frito-Lay from the motherfucking Bay.
A Frito-Lay from the Bay.
From the Bay.
And you can have it your way.
You can have it your way, baby. Come on.
It only take a day.
They say you on the south side, right?
He going to fly you out, baby.
You on the south side?
I am.
For real, you GD?
Nah, I'm one of the fuckers. Honorary fuck. I don't fuck them.
Oh, okay. Okay. That's what's up. That's what's up. Well, yeah, you know, I'm a gigolo, man. That's what I do for a living. You know? Not that I asked for that lifestyle. It was just put right there in front of me.
You know what? And you gotta do what you was put here to do, what you was led to do.
Yeah, and that's just take care of, you know, and nurture and do all the good things that's, I mean, that's required.
See, you know what them gigolos do.
Uh-huh.
They nurture you. They take care of you. They're very helpful.
Everything you need. You
loving.
Know, I just have to charge you. Know,
get you to together, do, you know.
Yeah, that's for what real. I do.
Help you get like a little trade and shit, like probably cosmetology school.
No, you probably been gave him that trade. He paid for that shit for him, baby.
Yeah, something like
listen,
that.
Like I said, my best friend is a male gigolo, and I'm telling you, honey, trips around the world.
Everything.
Cars pay for. Cribs pay for. Man ain't worked a job. Okay, that is the job for him, I guess.
See, like I said,
he gets
the,
it.
And basically, it's the older women, man. It's the older women.
The older women that paying. So I need to get me just stick with
husbands,
the sugar daddies. Just stick
older
with
women,
straight daddies.
Their husbands are the ones that spend the most money.
Straight granddaddies.
I've had women where their husbands pay for them. Their husbands need to pay.
Because he did say that he do be having a nana pussy. He be fucking with the nana pussy.
Jesus, what do that do for you?
It don't really do anything now. I mean, it, you know, when I first started, it was just real emotional. You know, like, I don't know if this is something I wanted to do, but then after a while from doing it so much, you just become heartless. Like, you know, it doesn't matter what they look like or what shape they are.
So I got a question for the gigolo, actually.
It's about the money.
So do you ever want to settle down with one woman?
No, I've been settled before. So I kind of went backwards.
I'm a gigolo.
I've been married for 10 years. And then after that, relationship for 7. And so, you know, I did what I did throughout that time. So I feel like I'm not going back to that. So I'm a free man. So I do basically what I wanted. Well, I didn't, like I told you before, I didn't ask for this lifestyle. It just kind of fell in my lap. You know, with women, just what can I do? What will it take to get you? And it started at the young age, like 28, you know, 30 years old.
Yes. Can you repeat the question?
So what would the female version of the gigolo be called?
They probably say a hoe.
An escort.
Okay.
Escort. I couldn't consider an escort and a hoe because it's an actual job that you already know what
right.
you're doing. You know, it's already structured.
It's structured.
Yeah.
And I
question?
Really think
I
that
the question.
I could probably be a good escort.
I walked
because people love to be around me.
So
they want
I
me to hang
I missed,
around
I
them.
The segment,
I've been. I might have been paid to escort before on some just. It really wasn't that, but that's really what it was.
I feel like every woman have a price that they'll fuck for. Yeah.
Yeah. Cause every woman has a price. All yes. I know is I ain't no more free pussy.
That's anybody.
No more free pussy, okay? Right.
That's any, over. That's with. Niggas too. That's anybody.
My man. Free pussy that tickets.
Just women.
I sold out. Them bitches is over though. With.
I'm okay, them nigga, hey, Frito. Okay. Nigga probably like be you gotta be cute.
This shit so good. I you should have this fuck for free. Just like what Drake said, honey baby. Yeah, all right, and this shit is just that good. So
yep. But I've had them all the way from 35 to 91.
Oh, wow. 91. That's the
91.
Ancient pussy.
She actually died 20 minutes after I left.
Stop playing.
She died 20
Stop
minutes after
Stop the fucking I left. Madness.
What are you yep. guys?
He said. He said he you hit a lady 91 years old and she died 20 minutes after he that's left her, after he fucked
and
her.
She was married. But her husband, when she That's invited
crazy.
Me to her
Excuse
house,
Excuse me, y'all. This
her
is
husband
crazy.
Didn't have any legs oh. neither. He was up. She told me. I said, well, what are you going to do about your husband? I'm not comfortable, you know, with your husband. She said, oh, don't worry about him. He doesn't have any legs.
And she wanted to have sex.
She was in a wheelchair, too.
At 91, legs. She wanted to.
91. I think
I mean,
she.
Well, that's a good way to go out, though.
That, right. Yeah, and that's yeah. what I was saying. I think she held on to her dear life. Until she got that one, you know how people are on their last leg and they live until they see that one person that
Excuse
they wanted
me,
to see and then they'll just die.
Frito.
I think she wanted BBC.
Frito. I'm sorry to cut you off.
She wanted the BBC, but which is the what? The big black cock?
One question.
Is that what that stands for?
And
big
I
black cock?
No.
The
world the
big black cock?
Wants to know the answer.
Is that say, the baby? Big black cock?
That's BBC.
Hold on, Coco. I got to ask you the question. I know the world wants to know this answer. Me and the world. Did she put you in the wheel?
And that's the one thing. And you know what? I'm
no.
I didn't look at it that way, you know, because I didn't know the woman that long. I only had been knowing her for about a
It month. Don't matter.
You know, I think she had some other young guy in a wheel, but he wasn't doing the job. You know.
Hey, so, hey! If I replace him doing that job, replace that motherfucking that wheel.
Yeah, I gave that woman 20 minutes of just straight young man action.
That's worth 20 bands. That
died,
worth 20,000.
She died 20 minutes after I left. That, cardiac
that,
arrest.
Is that now worth 20K?
Yeah, you killing bitches out. Killing off.
A raw dog and ass the dark fans. Ain't that worth 20K?
Her, no, she
kill
paid
a
me,
penis.
She paid me $1,000 to cook her dinner. Mm-hmm. You know, to serve
the
her.
Last penis.
It was almost no. like the last
that's
supper.
That,
the last
no.
supper, but
Frito,
the last.
Frito, 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 Frito,
I didn't look at
Frito,
it that
Frito,
fucking
Frito,
way.
It was the
Frito,
last
Frito,
penis.
That $1,000 was you cooking that meal. All the rest of that shit, that 20K. You gotta put me in that wheel. As soon as I do that, dish,
so
you're
so
like,
you
hey, hey,
I'm
gonna call my lawyer in the morning. I gotta put you in this wheel, bye.
You want to ask more? I mean,
go ahead.
You can
talk
to me all night. I can ask questions all night.
Ask us whatever. We don't care.
All night.
What?
I got questions. What you want?
What the heck?
I do want to go to our new segment.
What's Harvey Barbie doing over there?
Oh,
she dropped her.
We got to go. Oh, before we start, new segment. Mm-hmm. The fun raw dog and after dark fact of the day.
Okay.
Our raw dog and the dark fact of the day today is, do you know the average speed of ejaculation for our hood folk busting a nut is 48 kilometers per hour? I don't know how many miles per hour that is, but that shit fast as fuck.
And how fast are you busting from the time you start?
40, as soon as you butt, 48 kilometers. If you can bust and that shit can go however many, it can go 48 kilometers. It'll take an hour to go 48 kilometers. Bow!
Wow.
48 kilometers an hour, man. That's probably like 25, 30 miles. So you busting that at 30 miles an hour. And that's the raw dog in that dark fun fact of the motherfucking day.
That's some cool
with
shit.
With your boy, Jig from the motherfucking Vogue.
Yeah, that's some cool shit to know. Damn.
And I got Mo. You want another one?
I think I go faster than that.
Another one?
Hey. I go about 60. I'd be rabbit humping.
Oh, hold on. Since this is the first one, I got another raw dog after dark fact for you ladies.
What you got?
Did you ladies know are 36 calories and a teaspoon of nut, semen, cum, whatever else you want to call that shit.
Oh, I got one for y'all.
Oh,
that sperm.
Coco got one for us. Go ahead, Coco.
That sperm actually has an anti-wrinkle properties that's similar to most moisturizers. So guess what, ladies?
So what, ladies?
The sperm is actually good for your face,
ladies.
So you need that little facial every now and then.
You want that beautiful skin, that silky, the smooth skin, no pimples and none of that shit. Let your man bust on your face.
That's what it is. That's what it is.
But make sure he eat right. healthy, don't
I was going to say, make sure the buffalo make sure eat right, Burger King and shit.
Don't make sure he eat none of that bullshit. He going to get some pimples and shit. If he eating right, you know what I'm saying? That's your man. Let him do what he do, baby. Man. It's for you.
Straight up.
Yeah.
We back.
Harvey
Barbie. We back, Harvey Barbie?
Harvey Barbie.
Yeah. Ooh, I got another one.
He's like,
raw dog, no dark fact for the day. Did y'all know?
This is facts for the day, not facts. The average
female orgasm lasts 20 seconds. That's 14 seconds more than the male. So we only orgasm 6 seconds. It's done. Dumb? A good 20?
What
yeah.
baby girl say?
Go ahead. Say it again.
Say it again.
I think y'all is more explosive, though.
I'd rather have my shit last longer.
I bet you
y'all should last 20 seconds.
20 seconds.
If a male should last 20 seconds, it'd be a lot of round one knockouts. Like, I'm done. It's a lot now, but it'd be a lot more. If that's your 20 seconds, it'd be over with. 20 seconds?
But we have quick orgasms too, though.
No, we saying when you finally get to there, it lasts. Y'all last 20 seconds. Ours last 6 seconds.
Damn. Yeah.
Yes.
Wow. All this talk.
I guess I don't really
20
know.
Motherfucking seconds.
I don't know. That's real.
Y'all get a butterfly. That's old. Real. Let me see
science.
Your tussle roll. You can do all that. We just be like, we do a little shake, like,
and that's it.
It's over.
Yeah, my phone
is just. We do a little freeze.
I don't
it's
think
over.
You need no more than that. One, two, I mean, three, shit. Four, I think six. That's enough. Done. Any more than that, you be done.
And it's done. Y'all get goddamn all that shit. All that shit.
Yeah, yeah.
You know how y'all be doing? Got a leg shake, do the pop smoke, got them do the woo.
Somebody do the pop smoke.
All that shit.
Yeah.
Y'all get 14 seconds of all that shit.
Anything else you want to ask Frito? Because Frito got some things he got to do in the morning, you know. So we're going to have to wrap this raw dogging session up.
I'm saying, though, because y'all got me in Decatur where it's greater. Back to the South
Side. Harvey, baby, you got anything else you want to ask me, baby, before we wrap this up?
No, I just thank y'all for having me.
Because I could be with you all night. You know, we could do this all night if you wanted to, but I gotta do some things in the morning, though.
There you go.
See, I like you all the way.
We need you live.
We definitely gonna get you live on the show. So when you want to set it up?
So you
want to set it up. We for real, we do this.
I tell you what, I ain't gonna put the pressure on you. I give you time to think about the contract.
No, we gonna just let her pop up in the city, and then she be like, "I'm down here. I want to do a raw dog." We're like, "Come on, we ain't bullshit."
I can't hear what you
say. I got responsibilities and shit. So,
oh, okay, you got some things you gotta take care of.
Whenever you're on location, you pop up in the city in Atlanta. And I'm in Atlanta. I wanna do a raw dog. We ready. We ain't about none of that shit. Come on,
dogging.
She say, "What she say?"
She said she got to take care of responsibilities, baby girl, but she can come, and you going to fly out.
Okay, yeah, we'll do that. Even if I got to drive up there, I'll drive up there and come get you. That ain't nothing.
We got an event January 16th, and then come down.
Tell them about that real quick. We're going to wrap this up.
You ready? Event January 16th, Glenwood Music, 4-year anniversary, 2242. Capo surprise birthday party.
Okay.
Don't tell that nigga because he don't know. But yeah.
Well, shit. Nah,
he ain't
going
to know, though.
We can't
hear. He ain't going to know. Nah, he ain't going
to
know.
After the party.
Knowing him, he ain't going to know. Air this shit, he ain't going to know.
I appreciate y'all coming on the show, man. This is your boy Frito Lay from the motherfucking Bay.
Big Gigolo from the motherfucking Foe.
Coco Chanel, Chi-Town, Finest.
It's your girl, Harvey Barbie. coming in from the south side of Chicago.
And this is Raw Dog at the motherfucking Dark.
And we up out of this bitch.
Yeah.